After nearly a decade of planning and fundraising, Bloomington Normal's new YMCA facility is almost open. WGLT student reporter Matt Cherry got a preview of the $24 million facility.
Workers drill in the final pieces to Bloomington Normal's new YMCA facility. The 76,000-square-foot building is a collaboration between the Y and Easter Seals with land donated by OSF Healthcare. The new Y opens to the public on August 22nd. The new Y has many features not available at its current location, including a second pool, rooftop terrace, coffee bar, and more. One of the biggest features is its so-called sports center. The sports center has four courts, twice as many as the current site. It could host basketball, volleyball, and pickleball. YMCA Executive Director BJ Wilkins says the courts can accommodate more growth by expanding their basketball program and possibly start volleyball and pickleball leagues.
We provide these sports, yes, because of the physical activity, but what we're looking for in our sports with the YMCA is building the social, emotional, and cognitive aspect of youth development. There's so much more to be gained through sport and how we do that through the YMCA.
The Y's technology is advanced as the courts are furnished with electronic scoreboards. Wilkins says the courts signify what the YMCA represents.
We've named every one of the four courts after one of our core values: caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. So when the kids come in and they say, "What court am I on?" we can tell them, "Oh, you're on caring court." So it just continues to reinforce those core values that we try to teach.
For a dip or a lap in the pool, the Y has two options. One is for lap swimming with 8 25-yard lanes and a starting block on each. Wilkins says this enables the Y to host swim meets and may even start a water polo league. The second pool is for recreation and for physical therapy. It features a zero-depth entry with submersible wheelchairs, a river current to rehab knees and hips, and a warm 88 degrees. And Wilkin notes that's much warmer than most of their faster swimmers prefer.
I tell people in the community, we make everybody mad because we're just not making anybody happy.
Wilkin says this allows the Y more space to offer swim, CPR, and lifeguarding lessons. He says that versatility will make the Y more inclusive, something that's not always been possible in its current smaller place.
We really couldn't, and we weren't really serving all that we needed to serve. So with this facility, we feel so much more comforted knowing that we have that ability to serve all in our community.
Wilkin says another example of being more inclusive is the universal locker room. Wilkin says it's wheelchair accessible and offers parents with kids an area that they can easily assist their child.
I think of people with mobility issues who are in wheelchairs. I think about parents with kids of opposite genders. If you think about all of the different special populations and needs that are out there upon which people can use these locker rooms, it's great and feel safe, comfortable, and invited.
The new Y comes with a teen intergeneration room. Teens can use it for schoolwork or socializing. It will also include an esports gaming wall with 5 gaming PCs. Wilkins says the Y hopes to host esports gaming leagues where kids can play against other YMCAs all across the country. Upstairs, runners can get their miles on an indoor track or on the cardio equipment. Treadmills have 17-inch screens compatible with cable television, as well as streaming services like Netflix. There are also free weights and multiple studios for group exercise classes like cycling or dance, live and on demand. None of this happens without a major fundraising effort that took nearly a decade to complete. Wilkins says the Y is about 90% toward its goal.
We've been incredibly blessed, very, very blessed in this community. We have raised just over $21.5 million, so there will be a little bit of debt financing that we'll assume.
The new YMCA sits near Veterans Parkway, no longer walkable for some who frequent the current YMCA south of downtown. Wilkins says the Y's research shows that 97% of its members can come by car. For the rest, he says that they're working on it.
You never want to leave people behind, and we knew that was very, very important to us. So how do we continue to get those 3% to come here?
Wilkins says they bought a bus that can take kids back and forth. He says it's not clear how much it will be used and where it will go. Wilkins says the District 87 schools will organize a bus to take kids to the new facility after school. And he says Connect Transit has set up a stop to the new Y along one of its routes. Easter Seals will also have a new home in the new Y. Easter Seals is a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities. Wilkins says the Y offers many benefits that will serve Easter Seals clients well.
The main reason is because it's the right thing to do. And so Easter Seals has that potential of utilizing the warm water therapy pool, utilizing our community meeting room space, our conference room, the gymnasium.
Wilkins says the collaboration between the two organizations pushes the message that all are welcome at this facility. I'm Matt Cherry.
As for the current Y location, several nonprofit groups have already expressed interest in moving in. The new Y opens for charter members on August 15th and then to the general public the following week.